Hello, and welcome to the Gameslate Podcast, episode 52. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And as usual, we're here to talk about geeky things and the World of Warcraft.
Mostly World of Warcraft lately because of all the changes and the fact that we all three started playing again. And that's $15 a month versus $60 on a new game.
Unless you're like us, you prepay for 6 months in advance. That's where my birthday money went.
Well, then that's $13 a month or $14 a month instead of $15 a month.
I think it's 13. But in any case, yeah, we all start back at WoW because Cataclysm comes out.
Two weeks.
It comes out December 7th.
It's the 21st today. It comes out on the 7th. So 2 weeks and 2 days as of the recording date.
Yeah. And if you're like my brother, he's taking off the next... He has off that Monday the 6th through, like, the following week.
It makes no sense to take off the Monday.
Well, he's getting the digital download, and he didn't want to start on Tuesday.
Well,
he doesn't work on Mondays anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, well, that's different. If he actually took off Monday specifically for it, then he's going to spend an entire day till midnight waiting there. So it's like taking off Monday just so he can sleep late, but he wouldn't have been used to ready for that yet, so he would have woken up on time anyways, as he normally would have. Anywho. But yeah, I know I have a few coworkers. I have one coworker that's taking 3 days off because that's all the vacation time he has. Another one's going to take a week off. Another one's going to take off a week afterwards.
I have a part-time job, and I work for my mom. And she doesn't care when I come in, as long as I come in a couple days a week. So I can play as long as I want.
I don't have that.
People take vacations for game releases. This is weird.
I guess it's a geeky thing.
I think it is a geeky thing. I know like people took sick days for Call of Duty, Black Ops.
I mean, I like video games a lot. I wouldn't take off work for a video game, though. It just seems ridiculous.
I take off work
when you want to go out of town.
Yeah, I took off work for a video game convention.
Yeah, and I think my brother had to use some vacation time before the end of the year. Or otherwise, if he didn't use it, he would lose it. He figured, why not use it sometime closer to Christmas? Because he already has like a lot of Christmas time off already because the library is closed.
So yeah, that makes sense then. Because like... I have about a week vacation time right now, and I think I have one more day scheduled, like the 23rd of December. And I'm just going to let my other vacation time roll over.
Yeah, he can let this stuff roll over. He can only let a few hours. But in any case, yeah, so that's WoW.
So, currently two major events are going on. We have the turkey, the Thanksgiving holidays.
Pilgrim's Bounty.
And
just started.
We have the big attacks on the city, which I am horrible at, apparently.
And which Zelda Queen and I can't participate in because our toons are level
35.
You know, if you went to your level
80
toons on Dark Iron, you could at least experience it.
Yeah,
I've experienced it vicariously by watching my brother. He's already gotten the two pieces of loot he needs to from it as well.
I need one more piece of loot. I replaced my chest piece from the princess. I need to get a pair of shoes from the wind guy.
The pants he has is better. He replaced his amulet and the ring. He thought at first he was going to get the amulet because there's a rogue and a for some reason the warrior role in this piece. They had like all this agility and everything. You're like, what the freak, man? And then the rogue, of course, rolled on it because they were waiting. Cliff's like, this is better. I'm going to roll on it too. And they had to wait because everybody else left the party.
Oh.
He ended up winning with, like, an 80 or something. So he was like, hooray!
Yay!
Oh, and he also got the Huntsman's Mount by Soli and Kara.
Nice.
It only took him 3 times.
That's impressive.
He sucks. If I was to do it would take me, like, 30-plus times. Easy.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So I don't have luck like that.
But yeah, thing with the... For those who don't know or haven't paid attention... The thing with the city battles is it's every 2 to 3 hours the city will be attacked by elementals. And it's actually kind of a staged system, because once it's announced, you have 5 minutes before it starts. Once it starts, you have to put up barricades throughout the city. After the barricades are put up, then the level 80 elite elementals start attacking. And you have several rifts throughout the city in different districts that you have to close. And while you're and in order to close the rifts, it's the same thing as with the world spawn rifts. You have to kill a certain amount of elementals, 32 in this case, per rift.
And they're elites.
And they're level 80 elites, so... And sure, you can solo a level 80 elite. They trap you. Each one has its own little trap effect, earth, water, wind, fire. And in order to get... It's like a 15-second trap unless somebody drops in a totem, basically a freeing totem in order to get you out. So while you may be able to solo them, there's a good chance you're still going to die. Unless you have interrupts up the wazoo.
I got two, but I can't participate yet.
As a shadow mage, I had three, but only one, because it's not a spell.
You mean shadow priest.
Shadow priest. What did I say? Shadow mage? As a shadow priest, I have three. I have silence, but that one only works on their, you know, magical attacks. It doesn't work on the freeze. And then psychic scream works on them, and then horror will stop the stop them from casting that.
Once I get my priest up higher level, I will have three. I will have one additional interrupt, because I'm a blood elf.
Oh. Yeah, my priest is a...
Undead.
I'm afraid! Unbreakable will.
Yeah, I don't think that works in this case, though, because it's not like...
Well, no, that makes you... No, it makes you not run away.
Yeah, like if you're feared or something like that, you can hit that and like, whoop.
But what, has everybody here gotten the at least it's a, was Feat of Strength achievement for finding all the rifts?
Yes, I've got Tripping the Rifts.
Yes.
Indeed.
Which is most likely a reference to a sci-fi television series that used to be CG.
Yeah. Wasn't it called Tripping the Rift?
Yes, it was.
Okay. I never saw it either.
It was interesting is a good way to put it. I think it streams on Netflix. But let's see. And then there's also the Pilgrim's Bounty thing, where if you want to do cooking, now is the week to do it. Because basically up to level 280, up to level 280, everything is purchased. And it's like 20 copper for 5 red things. So you do the spice bread, use the spice bread in order to make spice bread stuffing. And then from there you go to pumpkin pie, then cranberry chutney, sweet potatoes, and then turkeys. So you can get up to, if you're good, you can get to like 320, 350 without having to do a lot for cooking.
I'm already at like 200 and something, and I'm not really trying very hard to level my cooking.
Well, the problem with my mage was, because I have all the heirloom gear, I'm blasting through areas where I would get the lower level regions for cooking up faster. So by the time I realized, it's like, oh, well, I better go back to zones to get the kill that I need to cook.
Well, you gotta fish at some point.
Haven't started on fishing.
I purposely have made a vow this time to at least gain 5 levels of fishing, 5 skill points per fish per level I gain, which is kind of tedious. But at least I've kept my fishing up. It's not, so I have to sit there for 3 hours and fish later because it's going to drive me insane after a game.
Depending how busy it is at work on Friday and whether or not we're allowed to work from home might determine whether or not I could start leveling fishing again on Friday.
It's not so bad now, because if you haven't played for a while, like I haven't, and I start fishing again, fish don't get away at all. You can fish anywhere. The only thing is that you catch junk instead of your catch got away this time. And until
you can sell junk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not completely wasted.
It's not completely wasted. And I think it's like 150 or something. Every cast will give you a skill up.
Nice.
After that, it starts taking more. I'm still roughly on the 2, which almost a 3.
Which is a lot better than these, because I think it was after 75 before she started going.
Or maybe it's 120, because I'm almost 150. And it's starting to go be every 2 casts, which is okay. It makes fishing at least a little bit less evil.
Cool.
Just to give you a heads up. But now I'm going to have to go buy the Pilgrim Bounty cooking recipes. Things, just because I'm an achievement whore, so... I just like doing them. It's kind of made it fun.
So in other news, one more thing about World of Warcraft, just because for those of us that are leveling characters from 0 and up, and for those who are going to be restarting, the amount of experience you need to get from 70 to 80 is being reduced by 20%.
Oh, jeez. It's already easy.
Yeah, it's already bad enough considering that we out-leveled Ghostlands before even leaving. I was soloing Lezzeran. We could have soloed Lezzeran and Knuckle Rot. No problem.
Yeah, I remember I did that too, I think.
We only did it together just because since we were both playing at the same time.
Yeah. Well, it only took the 3 of us to take down,
Oh no! Desert Bus!
Desert Bus for Hope 2010 promises more punishment for charity. If, you've never heard of what this is before, a game called Desert Bus is a game which is basically real time. On a bus going from, New Mexico. I know it's to Las Vegas from somewhere in New Mexico. It approximately takes 10 hours to go from one location to the other because the bus cannot go faster than 45. Tucson, or it goes, oh, sorry, not New Mexico. It goes from Tucson to Las Vegas. So Tucson, Arizona to Las Vegas, 45 miles per hour in this bus. That in the game, the bus is constantly set to veer off the road. So you have to not veer off the road at all. So basically, and it's at 10 hours, and then they go back. So, and you can't, you have to actually sit there constantly correcting the bus.
Okay, who is punishing themselves playing this game? Not me.
Is there anything else besides just making sure the bus doesn't go off the road?
No, that's it. 10 hours straight of that, and then you turn around and go back. And it, let's see, Desert Bus
this
for Hope
is the worst game concept ever. This is worse than that trucker game in terms of concept. Maybe not execution, but concept at least.
I mean, at least Oregon Trail had this in Terry. For that river.
Cock the boat, or the wagon. No. Cock the wagon.
Cock the boat.
Well, you need to, boats need cocking too.
But they're doing something for charity now,
actually,
aren't they?
Well, this is what this is for. It's for charity.
Oh, yeah, because we're starting to get into the holiday season.
Yep.
Happy Thanksgiving, a little early to everybody.
This is a mini game from the canceled Sega CD game, Penn and Teller's Smoke and Mirrors. They actually did this on the 19th, so it looks like they've probably already done this.
Okay, this is just weird. This is weird news.
Well, okay, here's with something that explains it. They're Canadian.
That doesn't explain much. Because they don't have no desert areas.
Maybe that's what they're trying to do. Oh, yeah, one of the other things that I was actually going to mention before I started going off on Desert Bus and the 20% thing. The game Homefront, me and Irish Pride saw it when we were at E3, and they kind of have some hopes to try and make it better, but because they've mentioned in this year's E3, we anticipated it coming out either late 2011 or even 2012. But it looks like they've actually got estimated dates of March 8th, 2011 for it.
Is that the one where, like,
Korea invades the United States?
Okay.
And it looks like, based off of the screenshot here, they've done a lot of work on the graphics and stuff since we saw it 6 months ago.
Well, that's good.
So, I mean, when we saw it 6 months ago, it looked kind of like Half-Life era graphics.
Well, maybe they have all the maybe they just didn't have the textures done.
So it looks like they've really improved, at least based off the screenshots here, they've really improved the whole look of the game.
Well, what was that release date? March 8th, 2011.
I can recommend for everyone a podcast they must listen to.
Well, now that you've said something, you should probably mention it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The PAX Celebrity D&D podcast was one of the funniest things I've ever listened to. It is again, the guys from Penny Arcade, Mike and
Jerry,
as well as Scott Kurtz of PvP, and Will Wheaton of Star Trek and other fame, playing D&D in front of a live audience at PAX. There's some audience participation at various points, and just
some interesting stuff using the D&D system from what you've explained to me.
Yeah, they did, they basically, there are several points where they make some really good plays, basically, just by having to have good rolls on using, like, their dailies and stuff and do some cool things. But also, these guys are rather funny, so it's...
Sounds entertaining.
It's 2 hours long, though.
Sounds entertaining over several days drives to work.
I listened to it driving back from Granby on Friday.
Yeah, that gives you just about enough time. Good news is, at least you're driving back from Granby instead of there, so you don't have to deal with all the ski traffic.
That was my thought the whole time I was driving back. It's like, wow, I'm going down.
So, like, I'm glad I'm going the other direction while you're, seeing bumper-to-bumper traffic all the way from, what would it be, Winter Park to Idaho Springs?
Something like that. I don't know. The pass wasn't too bad, because I was driving at 5, I think I hit the pass. 5:30 or 6, I hit the pass.
We veered off topic again.
Oh, maybe.
Just a little, but,
In Colorado, they're ski geeks, so.
Well, and the area we're talking about, it takes about an hour and a half in no traffic to drive between here and Granby, Colorado. Denver and Granby. Well, that doesn't always happen. You always hit traffic, especially in this season, because we have relatively decent weather in the city. And then a good 20, 30 inches of snow an hour into the when you just by driving an hour west.
Go Rocky Mountains, absorb that snow.
So, you know, you have people going to work regularly wearing, you know, light jackets, and then this winter they put on all the heavy, in the weekend they put on the heavy stuff, and they drive, you know, 2 hours up to the mountains where they take the ski train if it's still running.
I remember hearing something about the ski train. It got bought by some other guy who was, like, investing in it and wanting to kind of turn it around because it was kind of failing.
Well,
but I haven't heard anything recently. That was, like, last year's ski season that it was purchased, so I have no idea what's going on with it now.
I guess in other geeky news, if you haven't already, I can't believe we forgot to plug this on the main site, so we'll plug it now that I'm thinking about it. If you didn't see Scott Pilgrim vs. the World in theaters, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World has been released on Blu-ray and DVD on November 9th. So,
buy it.
I don't suggest just renting it. I just say go out, buy it, have fun. We just recently rewatched it. It's still as good as it is at home as it was in the theater, especially on a very nice TV.
And we were making fun of this earlier. It's not going to be like Avatar, where they released Avatar, then they released the Avatar Special Edition, and now they've released the third Avatar Special Edition with an additional 27 minutes of footage, and then in 2012 they're going to release the Super Special Avatar's footage that's going to be done in 3D.
Well, you'll be able to get Avatar in 3D earlier if you do the Panasonic 3D TV bundle, because basically they have made a contract to have Avatar's 3D exclusively bundled with the Panasonic 3D television. That's the only way you're going to get it until, like, 2012 sometime for individual sale, which won't happen until, like, probably after March or April 2012.
So it'll probably be sometime after the sequel for Avatar comes out and they started working on the third game. Yes, Avatar's being made into a trilogy.
Yes, I know that. But I don't think the next one... I thought the next one was slated for, like, 2013.
I don't know. I'm making fun of them.
I thought it was 2013 and 2015.
Anyway, the entire point of this conversation... The
Avatar
makers,
by Scott Pilgrim.
The makers of Scott Pilgrim have already said this will be the only version they release. It has everything they could possibly put into those discs there already.
I just want them to make an entire series of Scott Pilgrim versus the animation. I want the whole comic made into an animation because
that would be
that
a fun
little
anime.
Bit that they did is so awesome. It's just like right on to the comics. The voices are great. And
if
the creators, I can't remember his name now.
O'Malley.
His art just lends itself so well to being animated. Just the way that the characters look, they just work so well.
And if you think that, you know, it's just a good movie because we're gaming geeks and that's our thing, my manager, who doesn't own a single gaming console and, you know, is more of a movie geek where he just, you know, kind of buys movies and such, really enjoyed this too.
I haven't heard anything. There's the people who've enjoyed it have far outnumbered anybody who said they really hated it.
So,
it's just
support
like,
your geek media!
Yeah, I think it's just as we mentioned when it first came out and we're talking about it, is that it just appeals to younger people. And so there's, you know, you kind of lose the whole...
It was marketed towards
30-plus demographic. It's just like, it's lost on them.
Yeah, it was marketed towards younger people, and it was marketed towards gamers. If it was marketed towards, I think, the date movie, I think it might have done better.
Well, let's see. My brother and I will get my parents to watch it, who are basically geeks who never knew it, because my parents are kind of geeky. Now I stop to think about it.
Kind of?
Okay, yeah. My dad was more excited about the NES when we got it.
Imagine your mom playing Pokemon.
She would
collecting
play.
Every Pokemon.
If they were Pokemon Christmas ornaments?
I'm pretty sure we could find them.
I should make Pokemon.
A Pikachu, a tree topper.
Pikachu. Well, I guess I could plug my cousin. She's been recently does craft things, and she's recently been doing polymorphed sheep characters from WoW. But she's been doing ones like Arthas and Deathwing, who are actually incredibly adorable. I should see if she'll let me borrow some pictures to put up on the website.
That'd be cool to see.
She's done all the Horde and the Alliance characters plus Goblin and Worgen.
Sweet.
Yeah, she's like, this is me polymorphing these characters, but they're not very good, so that's why they still have some of their more, like, race traits.
So, like, you have,
So the Night Elves have the ears.
I was gonna say, you have the
and
big
they're
ears.
Purple.
The trolls are kind of bluish and have tusks.
I think Arthas is the cutest, followed by Deathwing, because all these spikies coming out of him with love. But yes, Scott Pilgrim, go, buy, now.
And if you don't think it's the movie for you? You have a geek. You have to know a geek somehow. With the prevalence of geeks now, you know a geek. Go buy that geek this movie.
Yes. I guess the only other geeky thing we've been doing is actually going through and watching Avatar. Right for Netflix streaming.
the good Avatar, the Airbender.
Avatar the Last Airbender. I guess it's, I should specify.
Yeah, especially since we were talking about the other Avatar. Now, I don't think any of us have bothered to see the Last Airbender movie, and I don't think any of us are going to bother seeing the Last Airbender movie based on the wonderful glowing reviews that it's gotten.
The twist at the end of this M. Night Shyamalan movie is that it sucks.
The twist is that they took something that was, you know, gold, he took a gold plate that was handed to him and turned it into iron.
Now, iron would still be worth something.
Sorry, dirt thing. Sheet. You want to put it as far.
Scrap metal.
Everything I've heard, what I heard about it was, he took everything that was funny in the series that, you know, kind of broke up the seriousness, and took it out.
Yeah, that's the impression I got, too, because I was trying to explain to my mom. She's like, but don't you want it? Like, no. If you want to buy me the box sets of the cartoons, great. I love them. They're fun. The characters are great. The story is great. You know, the world is so believable. You know, not everything's super explained, like why there's all these cross animals, but it works.
You don't need that stuff explained. I don't need to explain because they're just there.
Yeah, it's just, that's how it is. And I like it when a series can just say that's how it is and you don't question it, then it works.
Uncle Iroh is still probably my favorite character.
I love Iroh.
Maybe we could have some tea.
What would Uncle Iroh say? Zuko does go through an episode of that, saying, because he's by himself, and he's trying to say, what advice would Uncle Iroh give to him at that time? And he's like, this doesn't work as well, and it's not him telling me it. Did I do that right?
If you've never taken the time to watch the Avatar animated series because it was shown by Nickelodeon, so you think it's just a kid's thing, do yourself a favor. Go to your Netflix account, because you better have a Netflix account by now. And just watch the first few of the first season on streaming. It's worth your time.
It's only, it's 20 episodes per season.
Well, the first season.
And Mark Hamill does the voice of the Fire Lord.
The Fire Lord?
Yes.
Yeah, the first season, I think, is 27 episodes. The second season is a little shorter.
Oh, is
and
it?
And then the third season goes back up to the 27 episodes. And it has some three-parters in it.
Like the last bit is three parts. So it's in the comic. I watched it in pieces.
It's a good series, though. Honestly, it is.
But I think that was our geeky stuff for the week. Mostly because you just work too much.
I started watching random animes, but I haven't watched enough of any one to actually develop an opinion yet. Except for one. I'm not sure I'm going to go anymore, so maybe I'll talk about this one a little bit. It's called The World That God Only Knows. And basically, they took a kid that only plays dating sims and is really good at them. And this demon keeps calling him God because he's, you know, in the gaming world, he's referred to as a god. And now it's up to him to woo these girls who have lost souls in their hearts so the demon girl can capture them and take them back to hell where they escaped from. I made it through two episodes and kind of lost interest.
This is the weirdest concept. No, this isn't the weirdest concept. And, this is one of the weirder concepts
This guy uses basically the skills that he learned in the games in order to try and woo these girls.
They randomly ask him when their birthday is.
I don't know how to feel about this, being a girl. It seems kind of weird.
It seemed weird, as I said. I don't know if I'm going to make it much further because I kind of started losing interest during episode two.
I guess it could bring me up to my point, too. Fooly Cooly has now been slated for a possible February 2011 release.
They lied!
Yeah, because we checked the website and
they must be having trouble with
or they're taking rights. Could have trouble with rights, or maybe the production's going a little bit slower, or they're trying to pump out something beforehand, which I can understand because it's part of their Rescued series.
Yeah.
So but please, sometime soon, I need to replace my disc, and I don't want to spend $30 per disc on eBay.
Please make it less than three discs.
Yes, please put it all on one.
It won't fit on
Blu-ray version.
You know, the fact that it
was... Maybe they were negotiating Blu-ray rights, which would be totally fine with me.
You know, I guess actually, I think it was Funimation America was having an issue with the idea of bringing in Blu-rays. because I think Funimation Japan, I think it is. The fact that it's the same region, they don't need to sell it to the American branch in order for people to get it and play it on their things. Because they know us Otaku will just import what we want if it doesn't show up eventually.
Well, it's not so much a Japan to U.S. problem, it's a U.S. to Japan problem, is what the Funimation panel explained to us.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, they're having to renegotiate some of the rights. And the thing is, electronics, surprisingly, though, even though a lot of things are developed in Japan, are super expensive compared to in the States. That's why when the PS2 came out, it was the number one selling console, not because of the games, but because it was the cheapest DVD player on the market at the time.
In Japan.
In Japan. And that was like $300 when it came out.
Ouch.
So, just to give you an idea, so that's why they're afraid that people in Japan will purposely be buying stuff in the States, especially from Amazon or something, and having it shipped over to Japan because it's cheaper than actually buying it in Japan, and it might, you know, make their sales go bad and people won't do stuff because the sales are coming from elsewhere in the world.
Gotcha.
Hooray for globalization and all its problems.
Oh, I guess, you know, I was listening to one of my other podcasts, and they were saying that you can no longer order anything from Japan and have it shipped to the States that's over a pound. But apparently the United States, when they receive a package that's over a pound, it goes through some rigorous inspections. In order to avoid that, Japan is just not shipping anything over a pound through airmail anymore. So you can ship it through boat if you wanted to take God knows forever to arrive to you.
I'm surprised it's just the option for boat, though, because a lot of things have actually stopped sending even packages that are slightly larger by boat because it's more expensive unless you have a whole bunch of stuff. We learned that when we were trying to ship everything home from New Zealand. It was cheaper to ship it by air than by boat.
So in this case, probably, you know, it'll take 3 weeks for the boat to get to you, but they have to wait until they amass a large enough amount of stuff in order to bother shipping it. So you're probably going to wait 3 months if you decide to order something that can't be split up into packages that are less than a pound each.
I have an idea for a business. You basically go and you have people order stuff from Japan in 1 pound boxes, and then you amass their whole order together, put in a flat rate box in the U.S. and ship it off to them.
If you ever use a flat rate box for international shipping, it actually is kind of nice.
It's convenient.
It is a better price than it used to be. But again, we digress.
I think that's honestly all I have to talk about today.
Yeah, all the stuff that I was trying to remember all came to me. Hooray!
Yay! So, feel free to visit our website, www.thegameslave.com. You can find our wonderful merchandise at thegameslave.spreadshirt.com. Our forums are at forum.thegameslave.com, and you can mail us at mail.thegameslave.com. Do you notice in the pattern, a lot of stuff involves .thegameslave.com?
It's our website.
Everything's on there, too, so you can just click, click, click.
And it's new and improved. If you're a long-time listener, you know this site is lots better than what we had before.
Lots, lots better.
So,
thank you, Squarespace.
Yeah, if you're in the mood, if you need a website and you want it to look nice, but you're not as technically savvy as you would like to believe you are, at least when it comes to HTML and coding, because you don't know any PHP or anything like that yet, Squarespace is awesome.
Have a great week. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.